We're all struggling in some way or another in this pandemic, but some people are experiencing the financial impact of it much more severely than others. A report out from the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland found that 41% of black-owned businesses closed between February and April of last year. For Latinos, it was 32%, and for white-owned businesses, just 17%. We're going to be speaking now with two small business owners to learn about the special challenges they faced during this crisis, starting with JP Lopez, the co-owner of Wonderlust Creamery in Los Angeles, California. JP, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And your family has owned this ice cream shop for 5.5 years in LA. In fact, you've got 5 locations. Tell me a little bit more about your business.
Yeah, so we're an artisanal ice cream shop. All our flavors are inspired by travel. Our first location started off in a small suburb in Los Angeles called Tarzana. Me and my now wife have grown the company to 5 locations, and as of the middle of last year, an online business.
I'm kind of salivating as I look at your menu here. You say your flavors are inspired by travel. Listen to this, sticky rice and mango. All right, that's a good one. Is it ube malted crunch? What's that?
So ube is a sweet purple yam of the Philippines. The flavor was actually a mashup of my wife's favorite flavor from Thrifty's, chocolate malted crunch. Mm-hmm. And to kind of create like a unique flavor, she wanted to mix something of her childhood with also being a Filipino. And so she came up with a ube malted crunch. The idea of Wanderlust came about because all the flavors were based off travel.
It's kind of ironic. The pandemic arrives in spring last year, and nobody's going anywhere. State goes into lockdown. What happened to your business?
You know, from mid-March to about mid-May, I would assume, like, it was pretty slow. You know, we didn't expect anyone to come in. We pretty much went to like a shell-like operation where we had maybe 1 or 2 people working at a time or even throughout the day. And we switched our entire operation to just pints to go. And wow. We did that for about 2 months while we kind of just were in like a wait and see situation.
So what'd your sales in 2020 look like compared to previous years?
I would say we were probably down about 75% to what we typically would do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you say you have to adjust, right? I mean, you're in business. You know you have to be flexible. Sounds like you tried to do that by moving to pints to go. How did you figure out what your strategy was going to be when you looked at the numbers and you realized that something had to change?
Well, the pints to go wasn't so much of a business strategy as much as it was just we were just trying to do our part to protect our staff. We didn't want to put them in a situation where there were too many customer interactions. And so we started selling pints online as like a test to see if it even worked. And so our plan was, all right, well, let's just kind of make an inventory of pints and we'll announce it on Instagram and via email and we'll see if anyone buys it. And that's kind of how we did. We would do little drops every 2 weeks. You know, the first 2 drops were really successful for us internally. And then it just kind of gave us a little bit of momentum to be able to continue trying to figure out how to more meaningfully handle that online side of things.
Did you get any money from the Paycheck Protection Program?
We did.
Well, the reason I ask is because I'm wondering if the government has done what you think it needs to do to help people like you stay in business.
The initial round of PPP loans, it gave us a big boost to be able to bring our entire kitchen staff back. I don't think they've done enough to either warn everyone or just in general to help the situation. It's almost as if they let the restaurant industry out to hang.
Do you plan on going back for round 2?
Well, I'm trying. We're trying. At this point, with the uncertainty with COVID, and even though we have vaccines, that uncertainty as to how effective it's really going to be, are there going to be surges in the future that might have to shut us down again? So we're just trying to prepare ourselves for the future, which we have no idea what's going to happen.
Right. How do you plan for that? So how concerned are you about 2021? I mean, where do you see your business going the next 6 to 12 months?
For us internally, I think the way we're planning, just really focus on selling pints online. You know, with the shutdowns in 2020, we used to have a full events team that would do catering, and luckily, we were able to transition that entire staff into our online team. We just started shipping pints online nationwide in mid-December, and that's in the one segment of our business that has actually been growing.
Well, good for you. Though I'm sure over the last year or so, you have spent quite a few nights staring at the ceiling, trying to figure out how you're going to get through this. Did you ever come close to just throwing in the towel, saying, nope, it's not going to work?
To be honest, yeah. For the first month and a half of the lockdown, we were literally in a position where we were barely breaking even. And my wife and I, we said to each other, we're just going to have to hope that we hit our breaking even number every day. So it was like a really paltry number, and it didn't even matter. As long as we could pay the bills, keep the lights on, we were going to just try and keep things going. And yeah, it was definitely tough in the beginning.
JP, how old are you?
I'm 37.
37. So you probably got a few extra gray hairs by now.
I'm pretty sure I do. I started noticing them a lot over the last few months.
I wonder why. JP Lopez is the co-owner of Wonderlust Creamery in Los Angeles, California. JP, thanks for speaking with us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now we're going to hear from another business owner that wasn't as fortunate as JP, someone who had to make the tough decision to shut down. Mobeen Ahmad was the owner of Shalimar Fine Indian Cuisine in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a family-owned business that opened in 1990, and one local paper described it as the longest-running Indian restaurant in town before it closed in May. Mobeen, welcome. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
And so you say your family is from Pakistan and that you moved to Nashville. I understand with no restaurant experience, and you had three kids and a wife to support. What was that like in the early days to make that big move?
Yeah, because I was working for an airline for 20 years. And it was a good move because I want to raise children in Nashville, Tennessee. I like that place. That's the reason I moved to Nashville. And I had a good up and down, but finally I settled down. I like this job, and I was enjoying this business.
You must have been proud of the business.
Yes. Because my children were growing, and the ethnic people, they had their families paying their mortgages, and they are still in contact with me if I reopen again.
Hmm. So, as you say, you had to shut down last year. The losses of the past year in this pandemic were just so terrible, as you know full well. Could you explain the decision that you made to close down? What happened?
Facing the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, cash flow started going negative. All the delivery and groceries moved to credit card payments. So I started feeling that pressure by the mid of March. And the credit card, they have a big, high interest rate. There was no mercy on the credit rate side. Mm-hmm. And thereafter, I applied in April, first week, for PPP loan, which was extended to me on the mid of May, the last week of May, which was too little, too late. And I had to make decision to close it down in last week of May. To avoid any bankruptcy, I paid off all past due payments and other things. So I'm unemployed since 1st of August. So I'm hopeful, God willing, if some help come to me, I'll reopen again.
You know, there's proof that you were very important to this community. You started a GoFundMe campaign, and it looks like your supporters, your customers over the years responded with over $6,500 in donations. How did that make you feel, getting that kind of response?
Oh, yes, I was so proud and I was so thankful to them. They still send me gestures through text messages or email, and I'm missing my routine, to be very honest. It was a full-time job. I have many memories and stories with my customers. They love me a lot and I miss them a lot.
So I can just hear it in your voice how important this business was to you and to your family. How are you dealing with that? How are you getting over the fact that you're not open for business anymore, that you're not with these people who you
love?
It's
very depressing. It's very depressing. I would like to be back to my own routine as soon as I can, God willing.
Yeah, I hope so. But I also wonder what kind of financial position you're in after, you know, the bills piled up so high that you couldn't keep the business open anymore. Are you in a financial position to move forward? I mean, what's your plan?
No, not at all, not at all. I'm just waiting for some help if there is any. But you never know. God is great.
If it weren't for COVID, do you think you'd still be open for business?
Oh, yes.
Mobeen Ahmad was the owner of Shalimar Fine Indian Cuisine in Nashville, Tennessee last year. He made the decision to permanently shut down the business. Mobeen, thank you for speaking with us. I do hope that 2021 is a little bit better for you than 2020 was. Good luck to you.
Thank you. God bless you.